Good evening, Rabbi Isai. Good evening, good evening. A short point on the shiurim which are being uploaded. We have recorded quite a number of, like eight shiurim already. I don't think they're uploaded yet. I know they're not uploaded yet. So I hope that they are clear and concise. One of the shiurim, you'll notice, is a bit fast because I'm trying to catch up a little bit. I think it's the first one or the second one. I'm going a little bit fast to catch up, but they're all within a 30 minutes cap, shall I call it? And he goes, so you'll notice that it's a bit, but it's fine. It's important halachas, and it's important to have clarity in them. The shurim which are recorded is on halachas of businesses and partnerships with goyim. And then moving on to some really essential halachas, can I just really, really urge you to this one particular siman, which is so essential, which is siman mem zayin, is about post on Shabbos. Which one is? Partnership. We're starting tonight, and that's going to be the whole, basically the beginning of the first few shurim is on partnerships with goyim. Today and tomorrow is the introduction to that. Siman Reish Mem Ches, which is the beginning of the second weeks of Chiurim, is about a very important Yisod, is about going, traveling before Shabbos and on Shabbos. So that's actually important as well. Right, okay. Tonight, we're going to be doing Siman Reish Mem Gimel, the halachas of Amaskir Sodal Mechas Lein Yehudi, is actually an introduction to a number of Chiurim, and a few of the recorded Chiurim is also about this topic, and it's about partnerships with a Goy. And it's a very important concept, which partnerships are permitted with the goyim, which ones are not. The interesting point is that there's actually halachas with regard to partnership with the goy when it comes to weekdays as well. It's sometimes questionable as to whether you're allowed to have a partnership with the goy. There's shailas of ribbis, there's shailas of shvua as well. There's all kinds of halachas, but this specifically now is about if you have a partnership with a goy and he wants to work on Shabbos, how do you deal with it? How do you deal with it? How do you have a partnership with a goy? And there is ways around it. And the truth is that halacha lemaisa, one should speak to Rav. There's some rabbonim with expertise in it because the contract should be drawn if he wants to continue working on Shabbos, and it's good to have clarity. But I think that, just to have clarity in terms of what the concepts are, we'll see a little bit what's going on tonight. So I think that the starting point maybe is going to be the issa. The issa is that if you work with a goy and you ask him to work specifically, you pay a goy. It doesn't have to be a partnership, but it's actually just a deal with the goy that he works for you on Shabbos. So, and you pay him per hour. Is that mutar also? Also. Right, absolutely. That's the starting point. That if you ask a goy to work for you on Shabbos per hour, that's definitely also, and it goes within the world of shlichus. I'm asking you to work for you on Shabbos. I'm asking him to work for me on Shabbos. Every hour that he works, he's earning money for me. It's true that I'm paying him per hour, but it's ultimately he is working for. He's a shliach, and like Amir Lenochish also on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to ask a goy to do melachas for me on Shabbos. Similarly, I'm not allowed to ask a goy to work for me on Shabbos. Even though I'm paying him for every hour, ultimately, it's shlichus. He's my extended hand, and he's working for me on Shabbos. That's certainly also. What happens if you are asking him to work for the whole day? You're not paying him per hour, but you're asking him to work for the whole Shabbos. It's also a problem. So the fact that we all understand that if you ask him to work per hour, it's a problem. But if you ask him to work for the whole Shabbos, that's also a problem. What happens if you pay him for the whole week? Oh, including Shabbos.
If you've got 7 days.
Very good.
You can do it in 6 days.
Right. Okay. So that depends. So if you are right, and you are, but the starting point is that if I'm actually paying him for 6 hours a day work, and that includes also a Shabbos, and he's meant to work on that Shabbos, those 6 hours, then as long as he has to do them on Shabbos, it's also. If he has to do them on Shabbos, it's also. Now, these are all the Isurim. So if you are paying him per hour, per day, or per week, generally you have got an Issa. We'll see some of these exceptions, but I want to just the basics clear. Now, the other side is what happens if it's a contractual agreement. In other words, you're paying him for the finished work. You are paying for the finished work. You're finished with the finished work. What's the halacha then? And he can do it whenever he wants. What's the halacha then? That's fine. Pardon? That's right. So the halacha in such a case is, if I'm paying him for the finished work, be it I'm asking him to fix my car, be it I'm asking him to do some laundry on my of the washing, be it he's doing some carpentry, he's doing a bookshelf for me, whatever. If I'm paying him for the finished work, and he can do it whenever he wants, there's no problem. Even if I know that he's likely to do it on Shabbos, we'll get to details later on. I just want to get the concept clear. If it's chances out that he's going to do it on Shabbos, even if it's likely he's going to do it on Shabbos, the answer is that it's permitted, it's fine. What happens if I'm sending him to sell something and I'm getting percentages from it? He's doing something, he's selling things and I get a percentage. And I know that he's going to do some work on Shabbos. And I know that, what's the halacha then? A permitted or also? I'm sending him, what's the right word for that? It's, commission, that's right. He's working on a commission-based deal.
How's it set up in the first place? Like a contract or the shalifas?
No, so I'm asking him, everything that you sell, you get, it's for £100, you get £20 for that.
Isn't he doing your shalifas? Back to the first.
Right. So does everybody agree that it's shalichos? So the MSA is that it's okay, because he doesn't have to do it on Shabbos, and since he's getting a commission, so he's doing it for himself. He's not doing it for me. He's doing it for the commission. And you're using the right expression, that in Afshikovit, he's doing it for himself. He's doing it for the £20 he gets per piece that he's selling. And he's not doing it because he's ultimately getting paid from... He's doing it for the money, and he's not doing it for me. Does that make sense? Even if you are getting percentage. But at the end of the day, he is not doing it for you. If he's working on Shabbos, he's not working for you on Shabbos, he's working for himself.
What about
Shutfus? What do I mean, Shutfus? How does he work?
If there's a Shutfus where you're in partnership with a guy, and he works on Shabbos, he gets a commission, but because you own part of the company, you also get a commission.
Right, because you own part of the company, you're going to get a commission.
You're into Shutfus, I'm saying.
So at first glance, since it's commission-based, it's fine. Because he's not doing it for you. He's doing it for his own commission that he's going to get. We'll see soon it's not so partial because there's major exceptions which I'm going to be touching on tonight. So that's the basic concept. Now, there is a very big exception. And the exception is that if something may sometimes appear that it may be arisus or kablonus, which are basically the terms for commission-based work or it's commission-based, or he's doing it for the end product, and that's why it's really essentially should be permitted. But there's a very big exception. If it appears that he's doing it for you, if an external onlooker is going to look and say, oh, look, this guy over here is working for the Yid. He's working for the Yid. If the general onlooker is going to look at it, he's going to say, oh, look at this guy. He is working for the Yid. This Yid over here, Moshe, he's not working himself on Shabbos. We didn't ask the Goy to work on Shabbos. We all know that asking a Goy to work on Shabbos is also, not only you and I to have to work on Shabbos, but Amir Lenoch is also, unless you've got some Ethereum, but generally Amir Lenoch is also on Shabbos as well. So the fact that you're asking the fact that sometimes it may appear that it is actually permitted, because let's say he's doing commission work, or he's doing carpentry work and he's getting paid for the end product. But sometimes we'll see that if it appears to be that he's working directly for the Yid, if you could see that he's working for the Yid, there's an additional, may I call it an external problem of, as we know, it's called Maris Ha'ayin. So it is a Maris Ha'ayin sometimes. So just because he's doing it for himself, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's permitted. Because sometimes it may appear that he's doing it for the Yid, and therefore it's going to be a problem Maris Ha'ayin. Okay, now these are the basic rules. We're going to see lots of how the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. But these are the basic rules. Now, just to answer your question straight away, if it's a Jewish-owned company or co-owned company, you're always going to run into trouble of Maris Ha'ayin. Always. Always. Because even if the name, it's Al Shem Yisrael, we're going to see soon. If the name has got even if it doesn't have the name of a Yid, but it is owned and perceived as a Jewish company, who partially own the Jewish company, you may run into, it's very likely to be a problem. But there are heterim, which we'll speak about as well, in Mitzvah Hashem. So, Zimn Reish Mem Gimel, Dinamaskir Sode Umechatz Le'en Yehudi. So, Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Lo Yaskir Odo Mechatz Shaloi Le'en Yehudi. You've got a Mechatz, a bathhouse. Now, bathhouse was a very good panosa, because people didn't have showers in the houses. In the residential properties didn't have normally washing facilities. So you'd go to a mechatz, a public bathhouse, and you'd pay for it. Now what happens if the yid over here says, okay, you know what, I can't make this bathhouse work on Shabbos. Can't get it work. People pay £5 entry, but I want to, so he wants to hire out this mechatz, this bathhouse to a goy on Shabbos. Can you do that, yes or no? So the way it's going to work is that whoever goes in pays £5, and the goy that is hiring it off the yid, the goy is hiring it off the yid. The goy is hiring it the mechatz from the yid, and is the yid allowed to make such a deal with the goy or not? So the halacha is lo yaski oto mechatz shloi len yudi, and it doesn't make a difference what the agreement was to the yid. Even if you're going to say that the goy gets £5 and £1 of this is going to be commission that he gives the yid, the goy paid a flat rate to the yid, or alternatively, he hired it, he paid a certain amount of money for the bathhouse per month, for all the Shabboses. Whatever the agreement may be, either way, you're not allowed to do that. Why not? Why not? What's the problem? Whatever happens, you're not allowed to hire out your bathhouse to a goy, because the bathhouse, everybody knows, this is a yid's bathhouse. Everybody knows this bathhouse belongs to Yid. It's in bold letters outside, or everybody just knows it's public knowledge that the bathhouse belongs to the Yid. And therefore, everybody's going to think that this goy oyse by melacha b'Shabbos. Everybody's going to think that this goy over here is doing specifically work for the Yid, which is Maris Ha'ayin. He may not even be doing work, he may be in a permitted manner. But it doesn't make a difference because you've got Maris Ha'ayin problem over here. If something may appear that the goy is working specifically, directly, b'shlichos of Yid, you've got a problem Maris Ha'ayin. Does that make sense? The stam mechatz la barisusa, generally a bathhouse is not farisusa, or isu ha'ovid lika ha'chelek m'mashi ishbech le'ba'alof. Normally, it's working on commission. But it doesn't make a difference. Ve'omri, because people are going to say, shekol ha'revach shel Yisrael. People are generally going to look at it as if this deal over here, this goy, he's working on behalf of a Yid. And therefore, the bathhouse, since it's got a Yiddish name on it, you've got a problem over here of Maris Ha'ayin. Because people are going to think that the bathhouse is the goy pays the yid every day for being able to use the bathhouse. So people are, it's a schirus normally, it's a schirus agreement. People think that the goy is paying the yid for, is that subletting? Not subletting, for hiring out, for, people are going to think that the goy has permission to, well, what's the right terminology, please? Anybody a bit more business-minded than me? People are going to think that...
Subcontracted.
Thank you.
Franchised out.
Very good. Yeah, very good.
What about if you change the sign on the top?
No, very good question. The poskim speak about it. The poskim do speak about it. And it won't make a difference because generally the public... People know who owns the business. Yeah, it is. No, because people do speak about it. It's loimi boy. It's obvious that if there is sign outside, that's, it doesn't... But even if you change it and you call it, exactly. Even if you change the external appearance, the Maisa people know that it is a Jewishly owned shop. And therefore, it's a shaila either way of, Maskir Sode, of Mechatz Le'en Yehudi, and it's going to be also on Shabbos.